This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 70 for Tuesday, September 20th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were narrowly mixed at Tuesday's close after trading to both sides of unchanged throughout the session. Gains in Chicago soy oil and weakness in the Canadian dollar did provide some support, but the nearby November contract failed to hold on to gains. It's down 30 cents at the final bell at $786.30 per ton. January, meanwhile, up 20 cents at $795.40. Canola crush margins have widened to historically large levels. That indicates processors are showing huge profits and canola is likely underpriced. The margin for October delivery came in at nearly $300 above the November futures yesterday. That's up by about $100 over the past month and compares to last year at this time when margins were $20 below the futures. Seasonal harvest pressure did weigh on canola today, but scattered showers and the risk of frost in some areas will likely cause delays over the next week. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, with bullish technical signals encouraging speculative buying. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's interest rate announcement from the U.S. Federal Reserve was thought to be a feature, with most traders expecting to see a 75-point hike in interest rates. Soybeans posted double-digit gains, up 17 cents in the November contract at $14.78 per bushel. Condition ratings for the U.S. soybean crop dipped 1 point in the good-to-excellent category, now at 55%. Meanwhile, the harvest is just getting started in the U.S., at 3% complete as of this past Sunday. That's slightly behind the average for this time of year. Corn condition ratings were also down 1 point on the week, now at 52%. The December contract up 13 cents at $6.92 per bushel. The U.S. corn harvest came in at 7% complete, up 5 points on the week, but still slightly off the average of 8% done. Wheat is sharply higher in turnaround Tuesday activity. Minneapolis up 41 cents in the December contract at $9.59 per bushel. Kansas City wheat up 53 cents in December at $9.63 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 63 cents in December at $8.93 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat crop was 94% harvested in the latest USDA report. That's in line with the average. Next year's winter wheat crop was 21% seeded. That's slightly ahead of the average of 17% done. However, topsoil moisture levels are still very dry in some key U.S. wheat growing areas, and that will likely hurt germination. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 20th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.